Welcome into this carrier update. Donnie, you mentioned it. Going to look at what's going on in Atlanta. Not things you want to see. A lot of red over on that week-over-week changes outside of going to a few places that don't want to.
Yep, headed in the Northeast, up 0.9%. Even going up to Chicago, that's been a pretty steady lane, but down going to Memphis, down going to Kansas City, down 2% going to Dallas. Up if you want to go to Portland, Oregon.
But I mean, at this point, you're getting out there, what, right at Crescent? I mean, 2,500, 2,600 miles? I mean, that's
sure.
A week.
If you live in Portland, that would work.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're going to work all the way through Christmas, that would work. You'd want to pick this load up probably Thursday or Friday and work through the Christmas holiday. Because there will be a lot of drivers that do that. There'll be a lot of drivers that are loaded during the Christmas holiday, and they'll spend their Christmas day at a truck stop, which might be serving free turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that will be out there feeding those drivers Christmas Day. You want to head to Los Angeles? Down 0.5%, $1.35 a mile. Yeah.
And I mean,
these are the rates that you can't do.
Yeah.
But when you look at Atlanta overall in the area that they're in, the Southeast is fairly weak. And this is why drivers don't want to go to the Southeast.
There's too much capacity in the Southeast, right?
Yeah. And that's really what it is. And a lot of them are shrined around this Atlanta market. But if you can get up to, you know, Chicago to $1.70, you're not going to be making anything, but you know that paid pretty well coming back over $3 a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So these would be lanes I'd be looking at. Memphis, I mean, $2 going there, you'll make a little bit better coming back, but it's only 380 miles. So you're going to have to keep that turning. Kansas City, it's an 800-mile run. This, you know, I'd be kind of interested running out there. I have to go and look up the return rate. But, you know, if you can get out there, either $1.83, but if you have contracts, if you look at the contracts versus spot, there's a pretty good spread on these Atlanta runs.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows you how weak the Atlanta market is. But, you know, here, you got 70 cents on the Pennsylvania run.
87
on the going Chicago. To Chicago. Memphis is
over a dollar.
Yeah. And, you know, this spread is pretty wide. So that shows how weak and how much overcapacitated the Atlanta market is. Otherwise, these spreads wouldn't be this wide.
It'd be more narrow, right? I mean, the one to look at, I mean, where you really see the is up to the Pacific Northwest. Nobody wants to go up there, right? The cost of operating up in the Pacific Northwest is really high. In terms of freight demand, they're not the strongest markets in terms of freight demand.
Wind on I-80, I-90, weather, snow.
You're dealing with going through the mountains, there and back, right? Like,
yeah.
There's just a lot of, I don't call it risk, but like there's the reward we've looked at rates coming out of Portland and they're relatively low because people just want to get out. So it's not really a risk, but the reward isn't there on the other side, right? Like going into the Northeast.
You're not going to make it averaging less than $2 a mile.
Yeah. I mean, like Chicago, yeah, you're taking a risk at $1.70, but you know, coming out of Chicago, you might be able to make something, right? Oregon, like at $2.13, you might make a little, but like it's not.
And rejection rates were pretty high in this area, but Christmas trees is over. Apple's wrapping it up here.
Mm-hmm.
And those rejection rates like fell, I think 13, they were down 13 percentage points over the past week.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it just kind of shows that market is loosening back up. The seasonal pattern that we see is kind of unwinding. It's not going to be an attractive market from a carrier perspective. And it's the short-term disruptions in capacity. You likely will, at 2,600 miles, you aren't going to be able to capitalize. You're not going to be able to get out there fast enough to capitalize on any disruption in the market.
Yeah. Keep using your Market Dashboard Plus. Find these lanes that you're interested in. Find your contracted lanes. Throw them in. Throw in the return lanes and see what you can find. You can't keep doing what you're doing in these types of conditions. You got to find those smaller markets with the disruptions that are happening to try to keep those spot rates high.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again tomorrow. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.